Hi everyone on Audio Boom, it's Emily from Fashionista, and if you can hear a fizzing sound in the background, I'm going to explain very shortly why that is. So basically, I came up with this idea that I could do a new little series on my Audio Boom channel because I feel like I don't really use my Audio Boom channel for any of my beauty or, you know, fashion stuff anymore, and I kind of wanted to get back to that a little bit like I used to when I was just starting out with my blog and everything. So I thought I could start a new little series on my Audio Boom channel called First Impressions, or kind of like a First Impressions series. So whether that's a face mask, a bubble bath, like a candle, anything like that, I thought maybe I could start doing little episodes on my channel, Audio Boom channel, talking about them. So I thought I would kick it off today, actually, and talk you through a new bath bomb that I'm trying out from Lush. It's called the Lava Lamp Bath Ballistic or Bath Bomb, and it's made with shea butter. It's also got orange flower infusion, and it's also made with tangerine, and it's a really fresh, uplifting scent. And the idea of it is it's supposed to be kind of a hippie-esque vibe with like a really orange, brightly coloured actual kind of like body, and then it's got these little pockets of colour in it, and it's got like luster in there, so obviously it gives shimmer and glitter to the bath. And it's a really kind of hippie themed bath bomb, and it's really, really cute. So I've just dunked it in the bath and it's fizzed up really like nicely, because I got it yesterday, so I'm using it today. And I have to say, the colour is amazing. It's like you're bathing in orange squash. I love it. And the actual scent is gorgeous. You can really smell that uplifting tangerine, but then I can smell the orange flower. I love orange flower. It's one of my favourite scents ever. So I'm really, I like the combination of that. And it's left this kind of purplish, little pockets around the bath like a lava lamp. It actually does look like a lava lamp. It's really pretty. So I'm going to get into it now. I'm going to see what I think about it in terms of how it moisturises the skin and just kind of what the overall kind of feel of it is with the aroma. So I am going to get back to you shortly. Also, just a little side note, I did film a little quick demo of what it looks like, so I'll put that on my Instagram if you want to go and have a look at that. I occasionally do like Lush demos and stuff, so go and check that out if you want to. So I'll recommence here when I have got out of the bath. See you later. Hey guys, I'm back. So I had my bath and I had to go downstairs to have some food, but I wanted to report back on what I thought of the bath bomb. I have to say, I really liked the smell. The aroma lasted for a very long time, and you really got this fresh note with the tangerine, but then also the floral addition with the orange flower. I just thought it was lovely. I liked the bath colour scheme. I liked the fact it was like orange colour with this kind of purpley kind of edge to it as well. Like, you got these kind of purple dots in the bath like a lava lamp, and it did look like a lava lamp. I think one word of warning to anyone who doesn't like the bath bombs that are really messy, this one is extremely messy. I had to spend ages scrubbing the bath out to get rid of all the marks, because some of them, you find the dye, it can leave a little bit of a film, so you have to just scrub it off with like a scouring pad or something like that, and then just rinse it off with a shower. So I did find that, so just kind of a little word of warning there if you don't like that sort of thing. I mean, I don't mind it, to be honest, myself, but I know I can only really use this sort of bath bombs when my dad's away. I mean, he's currently working for BT up in Scotland. My mum doesn't really mind, but my dad hates it, so that's why I'm using the most messy ones now. So yeah, I really liked it. I thought it was a lovely bath experience. I loved the smell. I loved the way it looked in the bath as well. Would I buy it again? Yes, I would. I really liked the smell. And I think it's just a nice all-rounder. I think it's quite a mild smell, but it's quite it's very fragrant, but it's not too overpowering. So I really enjoyed it all in all. I think it was a nice one. So if you've not tried it, Lava Lamp by Lush, you might like it. So that's it. I'm going to finish it up here. I'm going to go and get on with some work. Well, not work, but just sort of, reply to emails and stuff, and just go and reply to some comments on my YouTube channel and stuff. Also, a little side note, a new video went up on my channel today. It's on the Audio Describe YT campaign. I will link it in the description box with my channel. Go and check it out, let me know what you think. And I'm going to end it there. Have a lovely Sunday and bank holiday weekend, and I'll see you in my next one. Bye.